Genocide is a difficult subject to think about and not one you'd expect to feature in a film, but it does. It's at the heart of a new documentary called The Last Survivor. The Darfur Australia Network is hosting a special screening of it as part of Refugee Week. Darfur, as you know, is a region of Sudan, a country that's been blighted by civil wars over the past 50-odd years. Former Darfur refugee Yahya Abdul Karim lives in Melbourne and is Secretary of Media for the Darfur Community Association. He joins me now. Hello and welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you so much for that.
Let's begin with where you were born and grew up. Where are you from?
I come from Darfur, western region of Sudan. I was born in a tiny village called Diza, and I grew up in Diza.
So how old were you when war began?
Yes, when the war began, I was 27 years old.
And you weren't at home, were you?
You know, actually, at that time, I was in Khartoum, capital of Sudan. I was studying there. And then when the war erupted in Darfur, I came back from Khartoum to Darfur in order to see my family.
Right. And what did you see when you got home? What had happened to your family?
Fortunately, I found my family is safe, but, you know, the situation is very difficult over there. So even, you know, children couldn't sleep at the night because of the gun sounds. And at any moment, you know, you expect, you know, you lost your life. So the situation is very, very bad.
And actually, as I understand it, somebody in your family was killed.
Yeah. After, you know, I stayed for a while, my village was bombarded by the government troops and Janjaweed militia. As a result, you know, my small brother, who was 3 years old, was killed.
That's a terrible tragedy. And one repeated, I know, many times across the region. How difficult was it for you to decide to leave Darfur, to leave your family behind?
You know, I have two options at that time, whether I join rebel groups or I leave Darfur. So I decided to leave Darfur, and I went to neighbor countries, which is Chad. I hired a cab from Chad to Niger. I caught public transport from Niger to Benin, from Benin to Togo, from Togo to Ghana.
So you ended up in Ghana?
Yeah.
And you were there for a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I was there for 2 years and a half in refugee camp as refugee.
What was it like there?
A refugee camp is not a good place to live. People don't have a hope for the future. That's why, you know, many people end up with trauma.
Yes.
People don't have access to education. There is no clean water to drink. There is no healthy food to eat. The situation, the sanitation is very poor.
Mm.
It is very far from the cities. People are not allowed to live calm by the government.
So how did you pass the time while you were there in the camp? Because you'd been studying at university, you'd been doing civil engineering.
Yeah, in the camp, yes, you know, there is nothing to do. And there is no difference between today and tomorrow, you know, the same routines. So at the camp, I tried to learn, you know, some French. So actually, you know, I learned basic things, like, you know, numbers, letters, you know, those sort of things. Until I got, you know, visa from the Australian government, and then I came to Australia.
And when was that?
2007.
Right, so you've been here a few years now. What was it like when you first arrived here? What did you think when you arrived?
I think, you know, when I arrived here, everything is upside down, you know. So I found, you know, Australia is quite, you know, peaceful place to live. And even lifestyle over here reflect, you know, liberal democracy value and principle, which is, you know, freedom of speech, you know, equality between men and women, you know, equality of opportunities, you know.
So how do you feel about being here now after 3 or 4 years of it?
Yeah, you know, I feel, you know, I feel as part of the wider Australia community. And then, you know, I think, you know, I fit, you know, I fit into the community. I practice, you know, my normal life over here. Now I'm doing a diploma of liberal arts at Vic Uni. You know, yeah, but that is normal.
There was, you'll be very aware, that there was a referendum a few months ago in which the southern Sudanese voted for independence from the north, and this is due to take effect shortly. Yet there are reports of more unrest and warnings of another Darfur, if you like. Are you optimistic that things can change in your country?
No, I'm not optimistic about the situation in Sudan, you know. Because, you know, Sudan regime is not serious, you know, to tackle these things. Because, you know, now there is war in South Kordofan. So, you know, the Sudan government kill its own people, you know, without logic reason. So I think, you know, there is no green light.
Have you had news from there of how your family is going?
My family is still live in war zone. I worry about them all the time. And even, you know, I expect, you know, anything from the government because, you know, government every day, you know, bombard, you know, civilian. So the situation in Darfur is very, very difficult.
So what do you think you'll do in the longer term? Do you hope to return or do you think Australia is now your home?
I think Australia is my home. And but, you know, I still fight for the Darfurian people, you know. I do my best, you know, to help them.
Is there any chance that your family can, or some of your family can join you here?
Yeah, it is difficult to, you know, bring someone from Sudan to here. But I try to do my best.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for that.
That was Yahya Abdulkarim, a former Darfuri refugee, now in Melbourne. He's the Secretary of Media for the Darfur Community Association of Australia, and sharing his story of how he came to get here. You know, all that travel through Africa, 2 years in the camps in Ghana, and here since 2007 and studying. And I think it's worth hearing, isn't it? It's a reminder that though we have many problems here in Australia, it's a pretty good place to be. This is Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Richard Adie.